If you can't even see a better future. My Sunday Calls, a kind of podcast with limited accessibility, paid, used to be called Sunday Rants. A rant is aloud and extended complaint. 1. I am a joyfully exuberant person. I stand out wherever I go, some people love me around, others hate me. I make ripples, I ruffle feathers. I am that way. I don't try to, I don't have a what to do to appear exuberant. I am joyfully over the top. 2. Over the top, I think that is how you would talk about me. Irritating would be another. Lol. Video player. 0 o'clock. 1:36. Okay. I'll get back to my Sunday calls and ranting in a second, but first things first. Yesterday I went back to my exercise class for old people like me, for the first time in 3 months. I was afraid, but it all went well, the walk was easy, I even took the stairs. I had the big bundle on my ears for 35 of the 45-minute class. This is significant in a way, when the battery ran out, suddenly the exercise was excruciatingly hard. Interesting. It's November 7th today. This day used to be a national holiday in Hungary where I grew up. The anniversary of communism winning over imperialism. The anniversary of the 1919 Russian Revolution. The hope was, the reason for celebration was that communism will prove, a sure freedom for the people. As you can see, I was part of a grand-scale experiment that failed. It turned out to be maybe even more unfair to people, more sneaky, more evil because the evil had to be hidden. In capitalism, imperialism, the evil is on the flag. Not hidden. Back to the exercise class, I have been pondering the question, what business am I in? For yesterday I decided I was a healer. To the question how I pulled myself out from nearly dead to nearly well, I said, I'm a healer. I decided to heal myself and I am almost done. But when I am looking at my life's work, that statement needs some tweaking, otherwise it is a lie. Healing. Healer. Healing what? Would you consider the human condition something to heal? The human condition, Homo sapiens, has two moves, thinking and doing. You may want to add feeling, but when you look, it is really thinking. No one I know really knows what they are feeling, they don't really feel it. Human being, which is the next evolutionary state of humanity, adds being to the available moves, and that makes all the difference. Conscious being. So, because it is new, I can't authentically call myself a healer. It was never available before. And healing is, in my view, a restoration. According to the dictionary, healing is the process of making or becoming sound or healthy again. Again is the operative word here. So in this regard I am not a healer. Even in the area of health, the body, I lie if and when I say I am a healer, my body and brain have gone above and beyond where they have ever been. I am now twice as a person I have ever been. Even though the process hasn't finished, it seems to be stuck at 50%. Source says the rest is a very slow process. Rebuilding the body from the cell up. I need raw ingredients, so eating has become even more important than it was before. You can only go as far as your horizon you can see. A person can grow as much as his horizon allows. You can see what you can see. You always look through your eyes. And your eyes are on a certain height. I call that height your vibration. Vibrational frequency, which is, of course, a misnomer invented by scientific-sounding fake gurus. Your vibration decides where your horizon is and therefore how much you can grow. Certain new vistas can only be seen at higher vibrational levels. The horizon you see in your mind is not real. It is made up, and considering it real is delusion, and your actions to move towards it will be delusional, arrogant. You'll not consult reality and will be banged up against it. Get bloody. And then die. This is the condition of most humans. Look in their mind's eye, and move according to what they see there. Stupid, maybe even moronic. Trump is a great example for that. Visionary means, if it is truly visionary, is that the person sees the horizon, sees the boulders in the way, and can see that you can go around them, over them, or through them. Really? Communism wasn't visionary, it was delusional. It didn't consider human nature, the human condition. Humans always want to do what they see is in their best interest. The leaders, wanting more power. The plebs, do as little as they can for as much as they can get. The horizon of a person in communism is very low, they cannot see that they can go far. Because in reality they can't. Yesterday I had my first What's Missing workshop since the introduction of the Big Bundle. I promised to have the Big Bundle play in the background, and I could not make it work. So the experiment is flawed. I wanted to see if others, like myself, have a temporary elevation in their horizon, in their vibration, while the energy is on, i.e. the big bundle is playing. So the results are a sans big bundle, which is, in a way, good. It will be easier to see if there's a dramatic rise after. So what did I observe at the webinar? It is completely and totally clear that being isn't available, isn't accessible to Homo sapiens. Neither is the thinking mode, what is missing. It requires a higher consciousness level than what Homo sapiens is capable of. Homo sapiens says, it is wrong. Human being says, it is off. Or something is missing. The experiment is to answer the question for source, can Homo sapiens transition into human being while on the horn, so to say, while consciousness is kept awake during a webinar? We now know, without the big bundle my students are not able. No one could even follow, comprehend, grok the concept. For example, I am a joyfully exuberant person. I am not doing it, I am being it. For the Homo sapiens that is a doing thing. A new rule. Another example, I am humble even though I sound arrogant to you. For Homo sapiens, humble is saying thank you and please. A set of rules. This is why church could and can rule over billions of people. All good, high vibration things in the Bible are translated to simple rules that you can keep or break. No beingness. Karl Marx said, religion is the opium of the masses. But he could have said, the rule book to get to heaven. For the masses. For many, religion is replaced by the law of attraction religion. Also a rule book. Do this and do that, and you'll get everything you desire. Bunch of Huey, SHT. The book, The Art of Hunting Humans, has a sentence, most humans have SHT on their face and they are surprised that flies follow them. For humans, life is a mystery. They are like creatures with shit on their foreheads that don't understand why flies follow them, no matter how many they swat away. Humans can't comprehend that, most often, they are the architect of their problems. And, like we said, the same happens with humans who are anxious, jealous or paranoid. The SHT on their faces is Homo sapiens' current beingness. In the What's Missing workshop we look at that SHT, identify that SHT, the SHT beingness, and look what other beingness could be invented that when put on your forehead, lol, would transform all the flies into success, fulfillment, happiness, health, love, what you have been ho-zeroing for. But, of course, without being able to see beingness, you cannot identify the SHT that's there, and cannot invent a new SHT either. So, without that capacity you are condemned to have the flies. And not understand why they are following you. I hope I can fix the audio by Saturday, so the experiment can really begin. My vision is that in the presence of consciousness, at least some of my students will have a higher eye level, vibration, from where they can see being. I am not saying they can be that. But maybe that will be the next experiment. Here is the sobering news, I just asked Source about this. Yesterday's sharp decline in my vitality clued me in my exercise class, by the way. My biological age, when I have the audio playing in my ears, is 30 years old. And when I take the headphones off, it is 60 years. 60 is still good. My calendar age is 72. But not as good as 30. Can the new consciousness be made permanent? Source says yes. Does it take time? No. It takes an internal shift. In your / my being. I am going to inquire into that next, what is beingness, SHT? That is missing. I am now, again, joyfully exuberant. I manage to divert my attention to what is seemingly hopeless, the human condition, to what is exciting, what's missing. So there you have it, this was my rant for today. It left me excited, full of fluttering in my heart. Joy. Feeling happy. Turned on. Ready to start.